Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence with me, flowing freely in me and through me. Thank you for being my friend, my teacher, my comforter, my counselor, my intercessor, and the giver of extravagant gifts. Come, Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God, come. The Holy Spirit to come, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Loving Father, I am sorry for all the ways I have offended you. Knowingly or unknowingly, I have sinned in thought, word, and deed. I have sinned in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. I come before you and ask for the grace of a deeply repentant heart. You know my innermost secrets. I open my heart to you today and ask you to show me the ways I have blocked the flow of your love. Forgive me, Father, for all my sins, faults, and failings. For all the times I have gone astray and not chosen life, I am deeply sorry. I repent of lack of faith, acting in fear instead of faith, unbelief in your goodness, or lack of truly believing in your love for me. I ask forgiveness for sins against purity, lust, fornication, adultery. I turn away from all those activities, and I turn to you. I deeply repent in the name of Jesus, and I ask your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christian throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. Visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We promise that we will never rent or sell or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the Industries Absolute, best prices on your products via email. As a customer, you will enjoy savings of up to 50% on the brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God in your life, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you are praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put House of Christ Bible College on your short list of schools to consider. HCBC is mission-oriented. Our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. HCBC is committed to web ministry. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us today. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line, SC80192, to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as you find it in your hearts to give. of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. And to receive our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. To our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501C3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender my earthly possessions, my heart, my soul, to you, Heavenly Father. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence.
To Jesus,
surrender. The joy of full salvation. Glory, glory to his name.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson will be, Give No Place to the Devil. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses to the ends of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit, and baptize me with the fire of your love. I have surrendered to the best of my ability, and now I want to be filled with your Spirit. I need your power in my life and ministry. Please come and fill me now. Lord, I believe that when I surrendered to you as Lord, we became one. You are the vine, and I am the branch of the vine. All that you are is within me. My life flows from you, dear Lord. I believe that as I yield and ask, you will release your strength, wisdom, healing to meet the needs of the hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield now to receive your sanctification gifts of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon me, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord in Christ Jesus. Amen. The importance of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the divine person of the eternal Godhead, co-equal, co-eternal, and co-existent with the Father and the Son. It is his ministry to convict and convert man, as well as to reveal the Son and Father to the believers, since the glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, in all his glorious operations, is working through all who believe on the Father through the Son. The doctrine of the Holy Spirit is one of the most important doctrines in the Word of God, and is one of the foremost truths of redemption. Therefore, we the believers should seek to know all, when we can, of the person, ministry, and work of the Holy Spirit, as revealed in the Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, relative to both creation and redemption. The Holy Spirit is seen in operation. in the midst of the chaotic condition seen in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, we see the Spirit of God moving. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The final mention of the Holy Spirit is seen in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, where the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Between these two verses, the beginning and consummation of the work of the Spirit's work, we have a vast amount of biblical revelation of the Holy Spirit's ministry. The Holy Spirit is mentioned many times in the Old Testament with different titles. The Holy Spirit is also mentioned in the New Testament approximately 260 times, along with 39 different titles. Out of the 27 books of the New Testament, only the 2nd John and 3rd John have no reference to the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament foretold the coming of the last days, when the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon all flesh. In contrast to Old Testament times, when the Spirit was only available to a selected few in Israel. In God's plan, this present age has been given over to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. These facts emphasize the importance of the believer coming to know, understand, appreciate, and experience the person, work, and ministry of the Spirit in his life. It is the Spirit who brings to the heart the revelation of the Father and the Son. Let us take a look at John chapter 14, verses 15 through 26. "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode in him. He that loveth me, not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Praise be to God. Our lesson for tonight is give no place to the devil. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence tonight. And we pray, O God, that as we seek you and to understand the truths of these mysteries, that you will give us great understanding. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for revelation. We pray for the anointing. And we pray for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 says, neither give place to the devil. What place is the writer referring to? Sin is the devil's place. And it is a legal place that he uses to steal from you the promises of God to you. Once again, it is a legal place that the devil uses to steal from you the promises of God to you. The great misunderstanding. Oh, are we the Christian? I've misunderstood a very important point of truth. We have given greater credit to the enemy regarding what he can do to us than he deserves or has. We think that he can do virtually anything that he wants to do to us, as well as those things that we have authority over. This thought is a misconception of the truth. The devil cannot do anything to the Christian. Once again, the devil cannot do anything to the Christian unless we, the Christian, give him a place in us to do it. Give is the key word here. It is when you give place to the devil that he then has a legal place that you have opened up to him to steal from you, kill the results of the spoken word that flows through you, and destroy the purposes of God in your life. John chapter 10, verse 10, a clause tells us of this, its purpose is read. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. Beloved, the devil, who is the source of thievery, cannot steal anything from you personally that he is not given a place to steal it through some act of sin or disobedience on your part. What is the primary thing that the devil is after? The devil wants to steal your authority and position of power that God has ordained for you to walk in. From the creation of man, Satan was after man's position of authority and power. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 7 tells us of the wiles or tricks that Satan used to get a place in Adam, and thus his purposes accomplished due to Adam's sin. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 7 reads, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. It is here at Adam's place of disobedience, sin, which gave Satan a place to steal Adam's authority. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 24, we see that Adam lost his ability to bring forth natural prosperity because he had lost, by giving a place to the devil, his spiritual position of authority. Let us examine some of the authority that Adam had. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 8, we see that God had planted a garden eastward in Eden. I do not believe that God, who is a spirit, got down on his hands and knees with seed and planted it. God's word is seed. I believe that God spoke the seed of the word of faith, and each plant formed and grew as he declared. Adam did what he saw his father God do. It is unnatural to do what we see our parents do. In John chapter 5, verse 19, we read, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Beloved, Adam was given the authority to dress and keep the garden. I believe that Adam spoke to the garden of the means to keep it. For this was the example shown him by God his Father. He was able to do this because he had a righteous spiritual position. That is to say, there was no sin that separated him from God. When he sinned by giving place to the devil, he lost that place of righteousness and was sentenced to labor physically to bring forth his food. Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 to 19 says, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field, and the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The devil stole through Adam's sin. The result of his Adam's words spoken in faith and authority. the devil proposes to do the same thing to you. He knows you are a redeemed child of God, just like Adam is a child of God. He knows that if you stay in a righteous position, you will be able to do what you have seen your father do with power. He does not want you to be qualified to do this. And so he is seeking a place in you. He is looking for you to give him a place so that he will have the right to resist your authority through a doorway of sin. He wants to steal the power that is in the word of faith spoken from you, causing its purposes not to be accomplished. The devil wants what you have. The devil wants what you have as Christians. The devil wants things from you. He wants to remove the power that God has promised you. He wants to steal the provision that God has given to all his children. He wants to steal your family and friends that God has ordained for you to lead to Jesus Christ for salvation. He wants to disqualify you from the anointing. But he can't legally take anything from you. Rather, he must use wiles or tricks to get you to yield it up to him. There are some truths that God has been trying to get you to receive. Things that you may know in your head, but have not learned to submit to through your actions, such as chastening your tongues or bringing your thoughts into subjection to the word of God. When we don't submit to these truths, as well as many others, we give a place to the devil and we suffer loss. Sin always has loss attached to it. Sin always have loss attached to it. Beloved, the devil sets you up with the intent to get you to give him a place through sin, which in turn gives him the right to steal from you. For example, if you have determined to chaste your tongue, he will have people begin to call you with issues that are so near to your heart, to draw you into saying something poorly about someone, or get you to speak on an issue that God told you to leave alone. This then gives him the ability to steal the results of the word of God spoken from you. Because of the sin committed through your tongue, flowing bitter water, yet wanting a sweet water fountain. Beloved, the devil was trying to tempt Jesus Christ to sin in the wilderness. You could take a look at Luke chapter 4, verses 5 through 14. He wanted Jesus Christ to give him a place to steal his God-ordained purpose. So he, the devil, offered him, Jesus Christ, things that would cater to the pride of flesh, such as he did with Adam. He offered Jesus Christ natural comfort and sustenance, as well as natural authority and power over people, which, if taken by Jesus Christ, would have caused him to be disqualified from God's power to flow through him. Beloved, Christ would have been disqualified from God's power to flow through him in his earthly form as a man. The devil will always try to offer you immediate comfort, substance, and power, which, if taken through pride, will cause you to miss the true power of God and the fulfillment of his purposes in your life. Whenever you give place to sin, thus the devil, you hinder God's power from flowing through you. Please remember, sin is any disobedience to God. And not what many people classified as the bad stuff. It is often in the little areas of disobedience that we give place to the devil. Those little foxes spoil the vine. The Songs of Solomon. Everything that we know as sin, we should not touch. Because when we do, we give place to the devil. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 through 18 says, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." How to not give the devil any place? How can we do that? The best way to not give a place to the devil is to make sure that there is no room or empty space for him to come in. Fill yourself with the Word of God. Keep the things and people of God around you. Stay in the presence of God through prayer and continually working in the service of God. The more you yield to fleshy or carnal things, the more opportunity the devil has to come in. The first place that you give place to the devil is your heart. He knocks at the door of your desires. Through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 says, and it gives us these areas, it reads, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." This is the same place that he tried to find in Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 4, but found none, and thus could not stop Jesus Christ from walking in the power of God. How did Jesus Christ overcome the devil's wiles? 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, "Love not the world, neither the things in the world." Jesus Christ did not desire position, things, or honor, for he knew that in God the Father, all of these things were available to him. He knew that what he had in the Father, even though he could not see it in the natural, was far better than what the devil was offering. Too bad Adam could not have seen that. The devil will often use pride as an entranceway. Pride is selfish in that it wants to cause you to be honored and look upon with praise, which belongs to God. All praises belongs to God, not man. You can be a person that gives away many things to people, but yet be in selfish pride. Because the underlying purpose for you giving things away is to be honored and praised. And once again, all praise belongs to God. Adam and Eve also fell to pride, thinking that they would be as God. Doubting God's word and being fearful or anxious are three key tricks that the devil uses to get you to give him a place. Building yourself up through quoting and memorizing scriptures of faith, power, and provision will help you in this area. Your physical actions that are sin, as well as certain thoughts are sinful, can also give a place to the enemy. He is a legalist, and he examines us to find a place to stop the power. Beloved, don't give him any way. Don't give him any opportunity. Do not open doors to the enemy. The enemy tries to lead you to think certain thoughts that are sin. And if you embrace his ideas by entertaining that thought, you then have given him a place, and thus loss comes. Let us take a look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 28, which says, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh at a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." This scripture is an example of looking at a person and entertaining lustful thoughts, which in the eyes of God is sin. Thus a place to the enemy is given. The devil knows that as you receive his suggestions and begin to think on them, it then becomes who you are. If it is sinful suggestion, then it causes you to give him a place by your thinking on them. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7a clause says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." If the devil cannot get you to sin outright so that he can gain a place, he will get someone else to try and speak something contrary to God's will into your life. Let us take a look at Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23, which says, "From that time forth began Jesus to shew unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Beloved, the devil was using Peter's emotions and love for Jesus Christ to try and put doubt in Jesus' mind, as well as calling him a liar. You must know that the devil will try to get you to move into what the flesh of men want. And he uses whomsoever he can to accomplish this. stay in your position of authority and power, you must strive daily to stay in the position of power that God has given you. You must crucify your flesh and make it subject to the Spirit. There is a war going on between them. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 17 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth, which is war, against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." The more that you try to press into God to live a holy and consecrated life in Jesus Christ, which causes no hindrance in prayer, the more the devil tries to stop you. The devil does everything that he can to cause you to be removed from the position of righteousness and thus access to great power that can damage his kingdom. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Beloved, love is the key. Love is the key to not giving a place to the devil. A love of God above everything and everyone else, and a love for your fellow man. Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40 says, "But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, 'Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' Jesus said unto him, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.'" It is here that sin has no place. Learn to love God above your flesh, your desires, your family, your friends, your rights, and everything, and you will not sin against Him. Also, love your neighbor as yourself, and you will find that the enemy will not have a place to legally come against you. Beloved, we must take this seriously. We must understand this. We must learn to love God above our flesh, to love God above our desires, to love God above our family, to love God above our friends, our rights, and everything, and we will not sin against Him. We should also love our neighbor as ourselves. And the enemy will not have a place to legally come against us. You are at the door of power. If you desire to walk in the power of God, one of the keys along with faith is filling yourself with God's Word and confessing what you have in the Word according to Matthew chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. It's not giving any place to the devil. Whenever we give place to the devil, we struggle to do the work of the Lord and receive the promises of the Lord. Because we are relegated to doing it in our own strength, our own might, and our own power. God does not want us to depend on our might or power. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 says, Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. When we give place to the devil, we soon find ourselves moving by our own might and power. Because we have disqualified ourselves from allowing the Spirit of God to do the miraculous in and through us. Giving place to the devil causes God not to move by his spirit unhindered in us. Why? Because sin separates us from God, and thus his spirit. You could take a look at Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. Not giving place to the devil causes you to be disqualified to receive the move of God's spirit. It's yours to keep or give away. Jesus Christ bought back our position of authority. But the devil is constantly trying to get you to give him a place so that he can keep you in a position of lack and poverty. This causes you to depend on your physical labor, might, and power, and ability to try and accomplish what God wants to do by His Spirit. Beloved, you will be frustrated, disappointed, and burnt out trying to do a spiritual thing with your physical strength. I encourage you tonight to repent of every sin that has given the devil a place and walk in the Spirit. Everything that has eluded you in the past will now become available to you, but you must repent of those sins. Power will be available. Provisions will be available. And most of all, God's hear and strength will be available to you. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was Give No Place to the Devil. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful, and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. Beloved, we are pressed for time, but I would like to encourage those who have not accepted Jesus Christ, or those who have accepted Jesus Christ previously and turned away from Him, to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. And tonight, I will just ask you to join me in prayer while we ask for forgiveness of sin. Loving Father, I choose to forgive everyone in my life, including myself, because You have forgiven me. Thank You, Lord, for this grace. I forgive myself for all my sins, faults, and failings. I forgive myself for not being perfect. I accept myself and make a decision to stop picking on myself and being my own worst enemy. I release the things held against myself, free myself from the bondage, and make peace with myself today. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Praise be to God. Father, we thank You tonight, and we bless You, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Who can cheer a heart like Jesus? Divine, true and tender beauty.
therefore, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and may His blessing continue to flow through you and your family throughout the rest of the week. God bless you once again, and good night.